Cyclone Amphan made landfall this week on Wednesday at about 4 p.m. near Digha in West Bengal. Digha is a small but a very popular seaside resort, and the cyclone has wreaked havoc in the region as expected. It was actually the deadliest cyclone produced in the Bay of Bengal in this century, so it has caused a proportionately high amount of damage. So far, at the time of shooting this video, only 12 deaths have been reported. But the damage to public property is insane. It's over 1 lakh crore rupees. In a live video telecast after the cyclone hit about 7 districts in West Bengal, the Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee said that she was shocked to see such extensive damage, and she used the phrase unprecedented scale several times during the session. West Bengal is actually a state that is impacted regularly with cyclones, and this was still an exception. She in fact even said that the damage from this cyclone is worse than that suffered due to COVID. My colleague Madhuparna Das has reported on this. Please do read her story for more details. It'll be linked in the description. And then in Bangladesh, the damage is no less extensive. Now, all of these estimates are still just the initial early estimates of damage. We don't know the full extent yet, and we'll find out only by next week, as it takes 4 to 5 days at least to arrive at something that's close to an accurate assessment of damage. The cost of destruction could be much higher, as well as the death toll, it's likely. The storm passed through the very fragile Sundarbans, which is the world's largest contiguous mangrove ecosystem. And this region is home to many rare animals, including Bengal tigers, which are endangered. There are also 4 UNESCO sites here that are protected areas. Now, all this damage and the sheer scale of damage, everything that happened, is in fact actually mitigated damage. The damage could have been much worse, but for 2 things: evacuation and Sundarbans. There isn't much to say from a science point of view about evacuation. We know that it's the only option if you're in a low-lying area and a cyclone is approaching you. You have to evacuate to be safe. In India and Bangladesh combined, nearly 3 million people were evacuated. In just the 2 days preceding landfall, West Bengal evacuated nearly 5 lakh people who are now in relief camps. Bangladesh also evacuated a large number of people and has over 4,000 dedicated cyclone centers. As we've already discussed in a previous video, these shelters unfortunately right now pose a risk of becoming COVID hotspots. But apart from evacuation, the Sundarbans, there is a lot to talk about the Sundarbans. The Sundarbans composed of mangroves. Mangroves are shrubs that grow in the coastal saline waters. They in fact thrive in brackish water, which is water that has a higher salt content than seawater, and mangroves are adapted to growing here. They are halophytes, which means the plants have an inbuilt salt filtration system in them, and they're also adapted to growing in low oxygen environments. These adaptations are through physical changes in the plant structures, and these physiological adaptations have enabled mangroves to grow a very distinct root system, which is partly above the ground. These roots are called pneumatophores. Because of the way they are structured, these root systems stabilize the soil and they protect the land from erosion by strong tidal waves. They also reduce wind speed when strong winds pass through the very dense tree cover and the forest cover and the aerial parts of the roots. Essentially, they protect land from storm surges. A storm surge is basically when the sea level rises temporarily and water comes rushing in during a cyclone or any other storm, because the wind pushes the water towards the coast. So mangroves both reduce the wind speed and they break waves, essentially weakening a storm. Studies have shown that they reduce the height of waves by up to 31%. Fiji in Oceania also use mangroves for protection against storms. Fiji is made up of a number of small islands, and mangroves are used along with artificial barriers to protect these islands against severe storms and storm surges. So these islands first have a layer of mangroves out in the coast, and then on the land at the coast, they have sea walls that are made of concrete. So the mangroves reduce the height of the waves, and then the sea walls protect against the surge coming in. Mangroves act as buffer systems for storms, and the Sundarbans actually weakened Ampan to a fair extent before it hit land. In fact, the Sundarbans weakened all storms that hit it, including the 2007 cyclone Sidhir, the 2009 cyclone Ayla, and the 2019 cyclone Bulbul as well. But of course, the mangroves sustained their own damage. Sundarbans holds not just endangered tigers, but also critically endangered species like the hawksbill sea turtles and the terrapin turtles. They also have the endangered gangetic dolphins and different types of otters and civet cats and more. There used to be many more animals here as well in this unique system that are now extinct. But the natural protection offered to these animals as well as to land by the Sundarbans is threatened by the ongoing climate crisis. Not just Sundarbans, we also have cyclones that are intensifying because of the climate crisis, and we'll come to that in a minute. But Sundarbans is primarily affected by rising sea levels and change in salinity. Agriculture also has destroyed thousands of acres of mangroves since the 70s in just about 3 decades, and unsustainable shrimp farming has also destroyed the ecosystem. Additionally, there is a lot of polluted chemicals that are being dumped into the coast, and because of the unique root system adaptation, there is heavy accumulation of toxic heavy metals in the region too. Other effects of the ongoing global heating don't help. During Cyclone Sidhir, it was estimated that 40% of Sundarbans was destroyed. The constant disturbance by wind forces and water forces and storms weakened the mangrove system. And such storms now are only expected to worsen as global temperatures climb rapidly. We saw in an earlier video how hot temperatures on sea surface leads to warm air rising up, a creation of low pressure underneath and cool air rushing in, and then the cycle repeating through the process of convection. Intuitively, we can tell that the warmer the air is, the more the environment is conducive to a cyclone. Normally, sea surface temperatures in the Bay of Bengal vary from about 25 degrees Celsius to about 29 degrees Celsius. The readings are collected from floating buoys by the Ministry of Earth Sciences. But before Ampan formed, sea surface temperatures in the Bay of Bengal were as high as 32 to 34 degrees, and this is a very high change in temperature. After Ampan formed as a tropical depression, as all other storms form, it went up from a Category 1 hurricane. Hurricane and cyclones are the same thing, they're just called by different names in different regions. So it went from a Category 1 to a Category 5, the most severe form of it, in just 18 hours. At that point, it became the strongest cyclone in Bay of Bengal since the 1999 Odisha cyclone, and was then reclassified into a supercyclone. Of course, it was downgraded as it approached the coast, because all cyclones tend to weaken as they approach the shore, especially a shoreline that has mangroves. A concluding point is that mangroves offer a double benefit against anthropogenic or human-induced global heating. Of course, they protect mildly against extreme sea events, but in addition to that, they are also very effective carbon sinks. This means that they can sequester or store more carbon than other kinds of trees, thus reducing carbon dioxide in the atmosphere and mitigating global warming. This is Sandhya Ramesh from Bengaluru for The Print.